How about something that goes from the public road up to the house? Or?
The sidewalk.
Well, this is something you might be able to drive up on.
Driveway.
Okay. Now, I don't, do you have any grass between your sidewalk and the, when you have grass, what do they call that officially? That'd be interesting if they had.
Grass?
You grass between the sidewalk and the street, if they have that in Sweetwater.
We don't have that.
Okay. And there's no, the notion, I mean, the idea of having a name for that sort of thing, that probably is. Things like a grass strip or a berm or a parkway or a parking strip or a tree lawn, none of those. Okay. Pick something up and, you might pick something up and you say he did what at a dog?
He threw it.
All right, you pick something up that was hard, you might call that a what?
A rock.
Okay. You ring the doorbell and you go to a friend's house and you ring the doorbell and you say, well, I guess she isn't
home.
All right. And, say after she gets home, say now she's the house. You want to come in between that? She's
at the house.
Okay, and so now you're speaking of the kitchen. She's
in the kitchen.
Okay, she's at the house, but in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and someone asks you. See, I don't see how he can eat that dry cereal milk. I don't see how he can eat that dry cereal.
Without.
Yeah. And say, I'd much rather have it.
With.
You would just say both expressions using milk after it, though.
I'd much rather have it with milk. With milk. Without milk.
Right. Thank you. Say, I saw someone coming.
Toward.
Yeah. And you might come home and say, guess who I ran.
Into.
Okay. And say we named the child, gave the child the same name as the uncle, and you say we named the child
after.
Okay. And a four-legged animal that barks is a
dog.
Okay. And a call to a dog to attack another dog.
Sicking.
Okay. And the name, a name for a dog of mixed breed.
Well, he's a mixed dog, sort of, I guess we might say, or he's a...
I just wanted to use a term like cur or no. Mongrel or feist or scrub or sooner or any of those.
No, he's more of a mixed breed, I'd say, a mixed dog.
Say he was what by a dog?
He was bitten.
You see, I saw the dog.
By him.
Yeah. And say, did the dog, I'd say, you'd say, did the dog bite him? You say, yes, the dog.
Bit.
Okay. And a, the animal, the principal, and the animal on a dairy farm is a?
Cow.
All right. And the male counterpart is a?
Bull.
All right. Now, are there any special terms that you remember might be used in the presence of women to avoid using the term bull? Is that?
Male cow.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
One of our preachers referred to as a gentleman cow.
Gentleman cow. And they, if you have two animals, animals used for plowing other than horses sometimes.
Oxen.
Yeah. They use oxen around here?
No.
What did they use, might use around here?
Horse.
Or anything else?
Mule.
Uh-huh. They use mules around here? Mm-hmm. All right. Now, if you have two of them working together, you call
them? A team of mules.
Okay. And how about a left shoe and a right shoe? You call that a?
Pair.
Would you ever use that with referring to mules working together?
I never did. I've always heard a team of mules.
Okay.